debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Emma, are you there?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Are you over this nonsense, Emma?
Totally.
All right. All right, so I don't, you know, Seth, I don't even
me
know.
Me too.
I don't even know. By the way, it's the, it's Clemen Kush 6. And I
seven,
don't even,
Bubba.
Is it 7?
Yes.
So 6 was the.
Get a hold of yourself.
6 was the, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emma, you don't know anything about podcasting, do you?
Nope.
Perfect. You need to keep it that way.
Yeah, you're a YouTube girl, though, aren't
She's
you?
She's a YouTube girl.
Yeah.
You promoted your YouTube when Bubba interviewed you. How'd your channel do? Did you get any new subscribers?
30
new ones?
Yeah, but then I created another one. This is Alabama Wildcat.
hold on. By the way, I have to reset. This is Clemen Kush 7.
You don't have to reset, Bubba.
But hold on. We didn't even say that. But I want to explain to some people that listen to the podcast, Seth, that we couldn't open up with our standard music today. There are some limitations.
Oh, there are? Really?
Well, I mean, you can't open up with the Shawn Michaels gimmick.
It's wrestling. It's, you know, it's part of American culture.
I know, but what is she going to think when she hears this? She's like, I got two old dudes to open up with a sexy boy. I don't even know about this.
Well, now you said sexy boy. I mean, you know, you don't have to say that. Well,
there's a song called Sexy Boy, Emma, and it's like as a goof, we play it, you know.
We play it about me because I'm a hideous.
Because you
oh,
know.
God, please.
So Emma is a 9-year-old girl.
Brat.
A 9-year-old brat. Yeah, she's a 9-year-old brat, and she's from Alabama. And we call her the Alabama Wildcat.
Where in Alabama? I only know Birmingham and Tuscaloosa. What are the other cities in Alabama?
What's your city from Alabama?
Fort Payne. Wait, the one I'm living in or the one I was born in?
Okay, well, the one you lived in most recently with Daddy.
Adamsville.
You lived in Adamsville. Now, is that where Daddy lives?
Yeah.
Mm. How are you doing?
Terrific.
Oh, good.
So, Seth, should we explain to everybody what we got here with the Alabama Wildcat? I mean, I think the backfill a little bit.
Well,
here.
Yeah, you know what? I would like to, maybe the Alabama Wildcat could backfill us. Like, maybe she could just tell us about herself. How is she telling her story? She's got the YouTube channel now, right. Alabama Wildcat. Is that it? So people can follow her on Alabama Wildcat. So look at the feel, but maybe you could
on
tell.
On YouTube, is it Alabama Wildcat?
I think, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And the people will find you.
When yeah. people ask, like, if you were to describe why does Bubba the Love Sponge call you the Alabama Wildcat, what would you say to people?
I would say that because I'm from Alabama and I'm basically a cat.
Basically.
And I'm wild.
When did you dye your hair blue?
I don't know.
Well, I think, Seth.
Am I annoying you?
I think. Yeah.
Listen,
he has that effect on most.
Can we? Here, I'll make this promise. We've got some gifts for you if you promise, like, to be, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Know,
she's mean as hell.
I know.
She's mean as hell. She is. Now, so
I like your hair. I like it.
So, Emma, let me just. I think we have to kind of give everybody a little bit of Emma timeline here, I think.
Yeah, you got to warm her up, Bub. I'm doing a horrible job.
Yeah, exactly. Leave it.
Yeah.
I got a kid and I'm failing at this.
Exactly. So, Emma is affectionately known by me as the Alabama Wildcat. And what happened was. Sumo was down a few weeks ago visiting me.
Uncle Sumo.
Uncle Sumo.
Uncle Sumo.
And Sumo, well, you know who Sumo is. Sumo's cool. You know, Sumo.
Sumo took you to Target, right?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cooler than I am.
What's that?
I said he's cooler than I am.
Oh, yeah. Sumo's cool. And so Sumo is originally, or still is, from Columbus, Indiana. And he knew a woman, his friend from Columbus, Indiana, named Angie. And Angie's like 40-some.
Angela, she's 45.
Oh, okay. That's oddly enough, your sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Angela's 45. She's from Columbus, Indiana. She's a great person.
Is she a great sister? Do you love her?
Yes.
Aww.
Do you give her a hard time? Because I've been talking to Angie, and she says that you've been kind of...
a brat.
Yeah. Why are you giving her such a hard time?
I don't know, because I'm a brat.
I thought you were doing good. I thought, like, you were going to school and everything.
Can you start being a little nicer?
I'll try.
It's the holiday season.
God, but you're wild.
It is a season to be happy, I guess.
Now, so Sumo knows this girl named Angela. She's super cool. She's 45. She lives in the Tampa area. So she's beep. Her dad lives in Alabama.
And dad.
Yes. Angela's dad, which is your dad as well, lives in Alabama. And he's 70 years old.
68.
He's 68 years old.
You dumbass.
And now Angela is his oldest daughter, and you are his youngest daughter, right?
Yes.
And your mother is 35.
Yes.
Yes. And your daddy, which is Angela's daddy as well.
Wait, who told you she was 35?
She probably did. You know how chicks are. Try to embellish their age. See, when you're younger, you try to act older, but then when you're older, you always lie about your age.
But how old's your mom?
35.
Oh, she is? Okay.
And so, your dad's 68, your mom's 35.
Yeah.
Is that a big age difference to you?
Heck yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, was your mom and your dad ever a couple? Like, did they, you know, were they ever a couple?
Yeah.
And when did that go not so good?
Went nuts about 9 years ago.
Right when you came along?
Yeah.
So you're
it went nuts 9 years ago.
From the kid. So 9 years ago, it was going good until you came along.
Yep.
Yeah. Now what happened when you came along?
I got her engagement ring.
What?
I got my mom's engagement ring.
Right now?
Yeah. Well, I got it a long time ago, but I still have it.
So daddy gave you your mama's engagement ring?
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
I mean, that's kind of nice to have, isn't it?
They're still married, but technically...
Oh. Okay.
I'm getting paid.
Maybe it's technically you're getting paid?
Do you like the ring? Do you wear it, or is it too big?
It's just the right size. I don't wear it because he keeps it up thinking I'll lose it.
Mm. Good call.
So did your daddy say, listen, I'm going to give you your mama's ring, you know, because I love your mama still, but we're not together, so I'm going to let you have it there.
You know what's funny?
What?
If he thinks I'm going to lose that ring, then why would he give me four other rings?
You got four other rings?
Yes.
From daddy?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't answer that question. I've never given a ring to a daughter.
Wow. Yeah. Well, he's giving her...
Let's ask the guy that's got a daughter. When you and Phoebe break up, are you going to give Phoebe's engagement ring over to baby Seth?
I would, absolutely, okay. For sure, yeah. I mean, but I would trust my daughter. If I gave her one ring, I would trust her with four rings, so...
So are you saying that daddy might actually trust you more than mama?
Totally.
Yeah. So now, are your mom and your dad, that they're not together right now?
They're still married, but they're not living together.
They're not living together. And most recently, hasn't she been in jail?
Does 2 years ago count?
What?
Does a couple years ago count?
She was in jail a couple years ago?
Well, she was in jail recently, I think, before I left Alabama.
Right. For what?
I don't know. Mm.
It's not important.
you and your mama haven't had a very close relationship. You've been with your dad.
Yeah.
And how long has it been that your mom's not been, you know, part of your life?
She's still part of my life, but I don't see her anymore, so I don't know.
Do you wanna see her?
No.
No.
Do you like living in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? You like it down here?
Uh-huh.
So you've been living with daddy. Mm-hmm. Now, did you know about this 45-year-old woman named Angela?
Yes.
So he would say, your daddy would say, I got another daughter lives down in Florida. Her name's Angela.
I would say, I want to meet my big sister one day.
Mm-hmm. He'd say, well, you can't do it. Meet her because she lives in Florida. Her name's Angie.
Then I'm like, well, I should have been named Angela, and she should have been named Emma.
You want to fight your dad on who got named what?
You don't like your name?
You're really high. No. You're really itching for a fight all the time, aren't you?
Yeah. She doesn't like Emma.
You don't like Emma?
No. It's only four letters long.
You want a long name?
I already have a long name. 22 letters long.
Well, Alabama Wildcat?
No.
What is it?
Emma Lynn Duncan -Ford.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, whoa.
About 20-something letters.
That's a lot going on there. You need a short name with,
She's really sassy, is she not?
Yeah, no, I can tell. She's
just itching for a fight.
It's like, I feel like this is like 9-year-old Anna over here. It's like,
Emma, are you always this confrontational? Like if your teachers try to talk to you or something, are you always like, really, really itching for a fight with them?
Because you got blue hair, and blue hair says, hey, I'm cool.
Savage.
Oh, savage.
Oh.
I'm not mean to my teacher, though. At least she can't whoop me because she's in Alabama.
Mm. That's true.
I don't go to public school.
Listen to me.
Right.
I go to online school.
Listen to me.
No whooping online.
Seth, the kids in Alabama got their priorities far different than people from... At least I can't get whooped. The guy in Florida's like, yes, I don't know if I'll be taking car service to school today. In Alabama, they're like, man, at least I can't get whooped. Right? They got their priorities straight in Alabama.
The only way she can whoop me if she punches her computer.
That's right. They whoop kids in Alabama schools?
Do they still whoop kids in Alabama schools?
They whip kids in all in Alabama.
Oh, Lord.
So you're trying to say...
No matter if it's school or home.
You get your ass whipped?
I used to.
Really?
Wow, things have changed.
So, like, let's say that, we're living in Alabama, or you're in Alabama, and you do something wrong, and Daddy comes out on the porch and whips your ass.
No, nope, he just screams at me now.
No, but I'm just saying, you're out on the porch, you get your ass whipped, and the people across the street see it, and they call the cops up. And what would they say? Hey, Alabama police, I just want to let you know the people across the street just whooped their kid on the ass. What would the cops do?
I know what would happen if they did call the cops.
What?
Cops wouldn't do nothing. Because they don't care.
They don't care about ass whippings?
Adamsville police don't care about nothing. If it involves Ed and Emma, they don't care.
So you're saying the cops already got it out for you and your daddy?
Let's just say they don't like us.
You know, let's say you know,
are they getting called down there all the time?
And I'm not wanting to go back to jail.
No,
hold on. You've been in jail?
Duh.
Wait, you mean to visit? Like to visit jail, or you've been locked up?
Locked up.
You didn't.
Well, in a home.
Oh,
in a home.
Okay.
And DHR.
All right.
What's DHR?
I don't know. Department of Human Resources.
Oh.
Resources.
And they put you in there?
Yes.
Like, what do they do? Do they put handcuffs on you?
No.
But do they lock you in a room?
They put you up in a home, and every time you get switched around in a home, you have to get a social worker to drive you around to the new home. Let's just say I'm not doing 9 months in that again.
I'm not doing 9 months.
I don't think you'll have to.
Yeah.
Angela gets tired of you.
Yeah, I mean, now, but here's where you have to Alabama.
By the way, Emma's holding up her fist right now at her sister I said that.
Well, I oughta. You better not say nothing.
Good God.
She'll fight a 45-year-old. Last time I talked to her, I had to calm her down because she was taking hacks at Angela.
Is this every 9-year-old? Is this what I have in store? My daughter's 3. Like, is she going to start threatening me? Because, I mean, I'm going to get rid of her right now if that's the case.
Yeah, that's the case. And if she ever dyes her hair, that's the case.
That's the case? She ought to dye her hair pink. No. So that's going to be the case? Screwed.
So, Emma.
Yeah,
oh, man.
You are.
So, Emma, why did you get out? So, why did they put you in a home? Because your mom was in jail and was your dad in jail, too?
My mom and dad fight a lot, and the cops told us, don't go after her mom or else we're going to put you in jail. Next thing you know, the police car window gets kicked out.
Hold on now. Next thing you know, the police car window gets who kicked out the car window?
My dad.
Your dad did.
He was in the car.
Hell yeah.
So they had your dad in the car.
In handcuffs. Thank God he had cowboy boots on.
Right? And so he's mad because he's in the back of a squad car on a domestic call. Where's Mama?
With her other boyfriend?
No, hold on. Hold on. So daddy is in the back of a squad car with cowboy boots on, and mama's with her boyfriend.
And where were you?
Standing out in the middle of the road screaming.
Screaming at who? The cops?
Yeah.
What were you saying?
I was saying, let my daddy know. Go now, or else I'm going to kick you.
Oh,
I'm very violent with police now.
Oh, my God, this is solid gold.
By the way, tell her I'm very violent with police now. Tell her we know the sheriff down here. We're very friendly with the police down here. They're not going to, you know, Chad Cronister's going to take care of you.
Emma.
All right, I still got 2 fists.
Oh, yeah, you're good. Two fists.
2 fists.
Now, hold on. So the cops, they throw your daddy in the back, and you're telling them, let my daddy out, or I'm going to kick you.
Yep.
And so what happened?
They don't let him go. My mom's...
Did he kick out the window of the back of the squad car?
Yeah.
All right, so he kicks out the back window. Where's mama? Did she get out from being with the boyfriend and come out?
Nope.
When you saw the window get kicked out, what did you think?
Did you say, daddy?
Dang, I'm going to jail now.
Now, why do you... Man, this poor girl. Little Sethy just wants to know, you know, when Blippi's on, and an old girl over here has to worry about not going to jail.
Yeah. Why'd you think you were going to jail? Because your dad kicked out the window?
Well...
You knew they were going to take you?
My mom doesn't have custody of me, so if she gets caught with me, and her boyfriend gets caught with me, they're going to jail.
Okay.
Right. So you're saying
she's still married to my dad, and she has like 25 boyfriends.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's about 20 too many.
Seth, you wonder why you call her the Alabama Wildcat, right?
Yeah.
She is an absolute wildcat.
She has no problem saying that her mom has way too many boyfriends. How many boyfriends should your mom have?
None. She should have a husband, and that's my dad.
Look at that. She should be with my daddy. She should be with my daddy.
A smart girl.
Oh, trust me. One time I hit her and she hit me in the neck.
Did you hit her harder?
I hit her in the back.
You did?
Because she was doing something I don't like embarrassing me. And then I'm like, okay, you're going down in the concrete one way or another.
And
then
the
next thing you know, I get my neck chopped off with a hand.
Really? So your mom was doing something that was disrespecting you, making you feel bad, and
she's crazy.
Was she doing drugs?
Yeah.
So your mom is doing drugs, and you tell her, quit doing drugs, mama.
Well, that was not the case. She was like, she was twerking in front of little kids.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So I kick her down in the concrete, and then she laughs and goes...
She was twerking in front of your friends or just the neighbor?
My friend.
Oh, she was twerking in front of your friends.
Your mom was...
A one-year-old, a two-year-old, a four-year-old, a five-year-old, a nine-year-old.
So she's twerking, just making a fool out of herself.
Twerking in front of six kids, including me.
And you say, mama, quit that twerking or I'm going to kick you down the concrete, like you call it.
I didn't even say anything. I just kicked her.
Where?
And
where'd she land?
In the concrete, like I was hoping.
In the concrete. You kicked mama to the concrete?
Yeah, then she chopped me to the floor.
And you wonder what some of our kids, the daily trials and tribulations.
911, what's your emergency? I'd like to report child abuse.
Oh, man, this poor kid.
Would your mom twerk a lot at the house?
Yes.
Oh, she did? Okay. And you just got tired of it, especially when she would do it around your friends?
She knocked her down to the concrete.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so you're not with your mom, you're with your dad. Your dad kicks out the windows in the back of the cop car.
Yeah.
Your mom, you said you might have been with your mom, but you're afraid that if they see you with your mom, she's going to go back to jail because she's not supposed to be around you. There's a no contact order, her and her boyfriend, right?
And then she goes, oh, Ed, you have a fake protection order on me. And then I go, oh, trust me, that's not fake.
Oh, you tell mama I got a protection order against you. You better leave me alone. And she says, Emma, your protection order is fake. And you go, oh, okay.
She said that to my dad. Then I told her, no, it's not fake. It's real.
So now what's dad doing after? What happened after he kicked the back window of the cop car out?
Then he's like, read this. Read this that shows I have custody of Emma Lynn Duncan Dash hyphen Ford. Here's the paper.
Emma Dash Duncan hyphen Ford. How's the name go again?
Emma Lynn Duncan Dash hyphen Ford.
Have you thought about being a country singer?
No.
Okay. You have the name for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, now on the Grand Ole Opry stage.
Hip-hop.
Oh, you're a hip-hop.
Yeah, remember?
You're a hip-hop.
Yeah, we listened to the hip-hop last time that you're into. It's very naughty.
Now, if I was to put a song up, your favorite song right now.
Wasn't it the cow or the horse song?
What's your favorite song right now, Emma? Like right now that you would know the words to.
Let's see.
Old Town Road?
Yeah, that.
Oh, you know that one?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's
appropriate.
Yes, thank you.
I'm not stupid.
No, you're not.
What's your favorite cuss word that you're allowed to say? I thought it's a fair that she's.
I'm not even gonna slip up.
Okay.
Yeah, she said you're not even. Listen, old man, you're not even gonna get me to slip up.
I'm just trying for trick questions here.
Here we go.
They're trying a little too hard.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the old town road.
You can't hear she didn't have any headphones. My bad. We didn't have any headphones for her.
Your fault.
My fault, yes. You're right. So Daddy kicks the window out of the cop car, and you said you were afraid you were going to go to jail. Let's talk about when you went to jail.
Let's see. Put me in a cop car.
They put you in a cop car?
Yeah. At least I got to ride in the front seat.
Oh, okay. Most 9-year-olds are afraid of cop cars. She said, I got to ride.
I wasn't afraid.
They let you hit the sirens or anything?
They didn't you hit the buttons? Are they yelling at you?
No.
They put you in cuffs?
No.
Good.
No,
they just said, listen.
I almost started to punch him.
Oh.
Then they started interrogating me at the cop station my daddy in the other side of the room cussing them like a dog. And then
so they got you in the they got you in the interrogation room, and what do they start saying to you?
Then I go, you know, tricking me with candy and teddy bears and all of that's not going to work. You know that, right?
I know my rights.
What'd they say?
I'm an Alabama Wildcat.
I want headphones.
You want headphones?
She knows I'm playing sound effects and stuff. She's like demanding. I need some headphones.
I demand.
So what are you demanding?
That you put on Old Town Road.
Oh. Hopefully somebody can bring me in. I don't know that anybody.
I got her. I gave her my headphones.
Oh, okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
So Emma, hold on now. Mm-hmm. You're in the integration room.
Yeah.
And you're telling them, listen, man, the candy and the teddy bears, all the stuff you're trying to give me, this ain't going to work with me. I ain't going to say nothing bad about my daddy.
And then I do the same thing my dad's doing, but he's in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get mad and say, I want my lawyer. So I bust out the lawyer card.
This kid's 9.
Did you have a lawyer?
Yes.
She had a card, too. You had a business card of a lawyer ready to go?
Yep. And a phone.
And you said, I want my lawyer.
Yep.
Did your dad prepare you? Did your dad give you?
This might be the most hardened chick I've ever at 9. This might be the hardest 9-year-old in the world, Seth. Right?
Did your dad give you that card and say, if you ever this ever happens one day, call this number?
Now listen, Emma Sue, Rhonda Joe, Gash, McGill.
What in God's name?
What is your name again? Again, I want to make sure I write it down. Emma.
Emma.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn.
Duncan.
Then you put 2 dashes.
2 dashes.
Ford.
Dash Ford?
Yeah.
Emma Lynn Duncan double dash Ford?
Yeah.
Is 2 dashes, is that your touch?
Yeah, what's the 2 dashes?
I thought 1 dash gets the job done.
I don't know. I didn't name myself.
Oh, okay. Is that what your mama and daddy gave you?
Nope, that's what my dad gave me.
That's a Emma, double dash Wildcat.
Oh, you ready?
Gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I got the horses in the back. Horse sack is attached. Hat is mighty black. Got some bushes, but the man riding on a horse top. You came with that push now. I'm in a valley. You ain't been up out that push now.
And she's got it, does she not? What other songs do you like, Emma? I mean, you know, like.
You see this fist?
What are you trying to
put a song on now, please?
Oh, okay.
Do you think Bubba's in shape?
Huh?
Do you think Bubba's in shape? Like,
she don't want to mess with me.
Oh God, I do.
What?
You heard me.
You want to? You think you could whoop me?
Yeah.
You think you slow?
If I can pick up my daddy, then I can whoop you.
If I can pick up my what if I pick up my daddy? And I got my daddy versus your daddy and you.
Was your daddy 3'10"?
What was your daddy? He ain't big.
Yeah, he
He's
is.
Old. Your daddy's old and slow. I'll whoop his ass. I'll whoop your daddy's ass. You know I could, too.
He can whoop my cousin and me. Ain't nobody.
When's the last time your daddy gave you a whooping?
4 years ago.
Oh, it's been a while. He probably can't handle you now. I don't think anybody could give you a whooping.
No, she said she doesn't get hit anymore.
She shouldn't. I don't think you could. I think you'd give her a whooping. She'd laugh at you.
I wouldn't even try to. I've been afraid she's going to kick my ass this whole interview. Okay, I'm sorry. Hey, can we give her the presents, Bubba? Because I gotta. I feel like she's still got heat.
All right, so we're gonna have you in again, Emma, to tell the rest of the story. Like, we have to get in through a whole bunch of stuff, but. You know, the podcasts aren't that long. Like, it's not 3 or 4 hours. It's only like 30, 40 minutes like it has been here. But I have been talking to Angie, and she has said that you've been better. Not necessarily, you're not there yet, but you've been better. But you have to work on your temper. Why do you get so mad and want to hit? Me asking of all people.
Have you tried breathing exercises?
No, and that's not going to happen.
Because sometimes when I'm mad, I go...
Yeah, Emma, like if you take a... Close your
eyes. If that happens, I'm going to pass out.
Next time you get really mad, Emma, just close your eyes and take a deep breath once. Try it once.
My throat hurts.
All right, Emma. So listen, if you continue to be good and not fight and keep up with your schoolwork and not talk back, all the things that you currently are doing... Then what are you doing? What is she doing?
She's pounding her fist. This is a whole threatening situation right here.
Yeah, like I don't think we should reward her if she's going to be this mean.
I also don't want to get my ass kicked, Bubba. So you know, there's a couple ways to go about it. We either pay her off or we string her along. And I'd rather pay her off. I'm afraid, I'm afraid of what my daughter's going to have. What's going to happen to her?
You don't want to mess with the Alabama Wildcat.
Can you imagine if little Sethy was going to spend the night with the Alabama Wildcat?
I would trust her. I mean, I actually would trust her to watch my daughter.
Actually, she's got your daughter's back. She'll whoop anybody's ass for your daughter. Hey, man, this girl's my friend. I'll whip anybody's ass. She might be most safe. Actually, your daughter might be most safest with her.
Oh, no, I agree. I have not had anybody outside of my immediate family watch my daughter. But
I don't
I'm ready
know
to...
that anybody in your family would kick out a cop car window for you, Seth.
No, I don't think so. My dad's been put in the back of a cop car, but he didn't kick it out.
So, Emma, listen, in a few weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have you back. And maybe we'll have you back just before Christmas because my friend put together a little birthday package for you. And the package to your left here, you can go ahead and grab it and open it and everything up. But is your birthday, I think, was last Saturday, right?
Yeah.
And you're 9 years old.
Yeah.
And we got you some school clothes. Go ahead and open up your stuff and tell everybody what you got there. Hey, Alabama Wildcat, you have to understand, you can't be bad and expect that you're going to get these kind of gifts. I feel as if I shouldn't be giving these gifts to you because you've been kind of bad.
Hey, Bubba?
She's what?
You didn't sign the card yet.
Oh. Well, damn it.
Sign it. Just tell her tell her you're responsible or something.
Well, yeah, me and my friend put all this together, and Who Shrunk Nikki put all this together, so I'm sorry I didn't sign the card. We were trying to put it together last minute. And
do you care about the card, Wildcat, or you just want the gifts?
Both.
what does the card say, Alabama Wildcat?
It says, today's your day to celebrate, your day to be a star, and a time to tell you once again how very loved you are. Happy birthday.
There you go. Aww. And that's from all of us, Angie... And me and Sumo and Who Shrunk Nikki and Seth and all of the Bubba Army. And then I think they got you some school clothes. Will you look, tell me what you got?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in there, Bubba. That was a heavy bag.
Now, Emma, are you going to be like, please understand that this is for your birthday, but it's also because you've calmed down a little bit, but we still have a lot to go. You know that.
Yeah.
Well, as you say calm down, the first thing she pulled out was some candy, Bubba. So I think this party's about to get turned up right here. I'm a candy expert. What kind of candy? My baby, you can go and ask. Oh, gummy blocks. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
So, Emma, go through your presents. Does she open them up like a real
heathen? We got some Swedish fish. We got some
edibles, outside of the stuff you can eat, what does she have?
Why, Bubba? You don't like that? It's not marijuana candy.
What I'm saying is, like, I mean, I want to get to the gifts part.
It's important.
Know?
Candy's important to children.
Yeah, that's the only thing keeping me alive right now.
I love her. God, I love her. You know, Seth, you know we can make her a star.
She's making herself a star.
Emma Lynn Duncan. Emma Lynn Duncan Double-Ford, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know the name, Seth? Say it.
Emma Lynn Double-Eckerd Lynn Ford.
Emma Lynn Duncan Double-Ford.
Emma Lynn Duncan Double-Ford.
Get my name wrong. See what's going to happen.
I'll get you some Skittles if we can call it even, okay?
Imagine if you're on the if you're on the Ellen show and she messes your name up and the little kid goes, "Get my name wrong and see what's going to happen," and then puts a fist up.
By the way, you pulled out a couple pairs of shoes. Do you like those?
Are
those?
Yeah.
Those were nice.
Say thank you.
Thank you. Well, I got the shoe.
And so, but Emma, I want you to know that we're not going to reward you for bad behavior. So if Angie gives me reports. If Angie gives me reports in the next few weeks that you're being a little brat, then there's not going to be anything for Christmas.
Dude, she's got some great. She got black shoes, white shoes. I mean, those are awesome.
More jeans.
Emma Lynn Duncan Double-Ford. Say it right. Don't get it wrong, or I'll smash your face in. My daddy's been in the back of a cop car and kicked it out.
She just showed you her teeth, Bubba. It's like, I wish you could see her because she's, you know.
I used to stand up and see her here.
Yeah, she was showing her teeth.
She's a whole thing going on here, is she not?
Yeah, it's frightening.
She's a whole. It makes you want to go home and realize how pristine and pure your child is.
Makes you want to go home and lock your doors. And put a deadbolt lock on it.
Hey, it makes you want to go get a vasectomy immediately, Seth.
I think that you would get through my deadbolt, actually. I think that you would find a way inside my house.
You know, Emma, I got to tell you, you know what? You're a good kid. You just need some good direction.
She's throwing, again, with the fist. I know, she's throwing her fist.
I'm dancing.
Oh, that's the dance. Okay, that's the dance.
Oh,
I know that. All right.
I'm sorry, I'm dancing.
All right.
Does that mean you're happy when you're dancing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you like the jeans? It's cold in Florida. We had no idea.
Do you like everything?
Yeah. Why is it so cold?
This is just an unseasonably cold deal. Usually it's not this cold.
Trust me, in Alabama it's colder.
Oh, we know.
Oh, in a lot of different ways.
I've lived there my whole life.
Hey, don't get your ass shipped back to Alabama now. I'm gonna break it down for you, Alabama style. Don't get your sassy ass shipped back to Alabama. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go back to Alabama. It's not near as cool. I mean, like, you don't. Life ain't as cool in Alabama as what you got with Angie. So don't be messing this deal up. Angie will ship you right back.
We're going to take you to a Lightning game this year.
She'll go out there and fight him.
I know.
Now in her eyes, as the Lightning's goon, it's number 9, Emma Lynn Duncan Double-Ford, the Alabama Wildcat. She goes up and just hacks the best player. So, Emma, you got to be... Emma?
Yeah.
You don't do that on a microphone, okay? It's not nice. Listen, we're going to bring you back before Christmas.
Christmas.
And do another podcast with you.
What's a podcast?
That's what we're doing. It's a podcast. But I can't tell you where to go find it because we do other things on our podcast that you probably shouldn't listen to. You know, we're adults. We do adult stuff. Adults.
Bubba, Uncle Bubba's nasty is what he's trying to say. I'm going to tell her the truth, Bubba. She's not going to listen and she's not going to find out. All she's going to know... He's the king of nasty Florida. She's not listening.
But you said it. She's smart as hell.
I know, but she knows. She did some research on you.
She doesn't know nothing about
me. Hey, by the way.
I know you're 54.
That's right. What do you know about me?
That you're 54.
What else? I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
Your sister Angie thinks I'm a cool guy. Sumo thinks I'm cool. I'm cool as hell.
You know Bubba's kind of famous?
That's right, and you don't need to know what famous for. I'm just famous.
And I don't want to ask.
perfect.
Hold on. I'm kind of famous, too, not for anything bad. Can you pump me up a little bit?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thanks, Bubba. Job me out over here. I can't tell a 9-year-old I'm famous.
He's a lot more famous than me. He really is. His name's Seth Kushner, and he is the official podcaster of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Uh-huh.
And he owns a merchandise. Oh, you know what? She needs to have a St. Pete Legend shirt.
I'll get her a
St.
Pete Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I got 9,000 followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? Yeah, that's good now. Ha-ha.
Look at her now.
Ha-ha-ha.
How about
you're
that?
Not Charlie D'Amelio, so.
She just defeated you right down to zero, and you just put your head down.
I don't even know who he is, but he's probably some...
It's a girl.
Yeah.
And she's 16.
And she's got how many followers?
100,000, I think.
Yeah, well, they're not much better.
They're Russian bots.
Yeah.
They're not real.
So listen, Emma, I want to emphasize a couple things. One, I'm going to be getting reports from Angie.
Mm-hmm.
So please keep up the progress, but you did have a couple of slip-ups this past week. I shouldn't even have gotten all that birthday stuff for you, but I did. Well, I didn't, but, you know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you got to be good. No fights. Have you fought Angie at all?
No.
Okay. Is there an opportunity, if you would be bad, will they ship you back to Alabama?
Yes.
And if you get shipped back to Alabama, who do you got to stay? Do you have to go back to the state? Like be in foster care?
Going back to DHR.
Going back to Birmingham?
Yes. And I don't want to go back. To Birmingham. Birmingham's junk. Florida is candy.
And Birmingham is junk.
Wow, that's a great title for a podcast, Florida's Candy.
And Birmingham is junk.
Yeah.
Sponsored by the Florida Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Sponsored by the Alabama Wildcats.
It is. Ladies and gentlemen, you've had an opportunity to get to know Emma Lynn Duncan Ford. She's a 9-year-old that's been through... quite the life.
That's
and
for you, Emma.
She's going to be a continuing series on our podcast. And Emma, in closing, do you what is your YouTube that you'd like people to go to?
What is it again, Angela? Alabama Wildcat 1974.
And you're putting content up there? You're doing videos and stuff?
What are you doing up there?
Posting videos.
Okay.
Talking about how you interviewed me and stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Alabama, I'll have to look it up some other time.
They said they need help with it. We need help with our YouTube also.
Yeah. Emma Lynn Duncan Ford, you make sure that you behave yourself, because if I get a bad report, we won't do a Christmas deal. If you're good, I'll bring you in before Christmas, and we'll have a whole big Christmas deal for Emma.
A big Christmas.
A big Emma. Oh, Emma, do you still believe in Santa Claus?
Yes.
You do? Fantastic. Well,
we know him.
We know Santa Claus.
And I know the Annabelle doll.
The who?
Annabelle doll.
Is that what you want?
What do you want for Christmas?
A unicorn.
And
my own radio station.
Well, you know, I mean.
Bubba, you could do that.
You mean like,
like this.
Oh, well, I mean.
Or something close.
She wants whole studios like this. Seth,
as long as it's small.
We could give her the back studio. I mean, we don't need Anna that can do her show from the house.
Emma, if you were going to do a show, what would you do? Like, you know, what would you be doing for a show right now?
Talk show.
Oh, really? All right, well, let's pretend. Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, now it is the Emma Lynn Duncan Ford Show. Put your hands together for Emma Lynn Duncan EPO. Go ahead, take it away, Emma. Yay.
And today I am here with my sister and my shoes. I don't have any 9-year-old friends, so my shoes are my new friends. That are 9.
This is a great show, Bubba.
It's better than half of the things on regular radio nowadays.
I got a girl talking about how her shoes are
friends. No friends, and her only friends are her shoes. That, oddly enough, that's the way most women feel.
My friend was 9, and she was real, but then, trash.
Well, we'll get into that the next podcast.
We're going to find you some more 9-year-old friends in Florida.
I got to think that most 9-year-olds aren't on your level, Emma. I mean, you have the street worth, you know, you have the street wiseness of, you know, full-blown men in penitentiaries.
Of the mafia.
Yeah. I mean, you have the street smarts of Tony Soprano. I don't think most 9-year-olds know anything about that.
She doesn't
that.
Get the reference.
Like
but,
when she tells 9-year-old, hey, man, you ever been to jail? My daddy kicked out the back of a cop car and I went crazy. I mean, I don't know that a lot of 9-year-olds can say that. Emma?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's done.
Yeah, she's done. We're done.
Awkward
you're done.
Silent.
Well, that would be a great time for us to say goodbye.
Thank and, you.
Bye.
It was great to meet you.
And I don't know. I don't know that I can play our outro.
Play
can,
it, Bubba.
Can we play the outro?
Play it.
Okay, we'll play the outro. And that's been Clem Kush 7, right?
You're damn right.
Clem Kush 7. Thank you, Emma, Lynn, Duncan, Double Dash, Ford.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can't even hear myself talking anymore.
I said chill. Up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy.